Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
What would save the world?
Veganism.
Gun control.
Ending capitalism.
Consensus.
More guns.
Nonviolent communication.
Energy.
Green energy.
Spirituality.
Law regulation.
Emotional education.
End the war.
Libertarianism.
On drugs.
Socialism.
I'm Tuke Edelo, and this is
What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hello, everybody. Today we're going to be talking about why it is not simply free speech and other reasons why your arguments against Antifa are god-awful. Arguments like this one. Here, let me play you. So this past, this Monday, I went to the Mike Chernovich speech thing up at Columbia. And if you don't know who Mike Chernovich is, or Chernovich, or whoever the fuck you say this motherfucker's name. He's like really into the Pizzagate thing, about the pedophilia thing with the Democratic Party. I don't know if you know about that. I'm not going to get into all that. But he believes that there's a genocide against white people. He believes that rape culture isn't real, that date rape is not real. He's one of these guys. He's one of these fucking guys. So I went up there and, you know, I talked to some people. You know, I obviously am on the side of the students who are like, we don't fucking want you here. So here, let's talk about this. Today's episode is going to be about why this guy is not smart.
I just think that in general, we're wasting our energy just on campus. Like, a lot of these people have good ideas and they want to see the campus come together and have a discussion. But every time we do this, it becomes harder for people in the Republican Party at Columbia to talk with people who they don't agree with because they feel threatened, or they feel like if they're going to talk to them, it's going to get in trouble. So I just feel like we need to see a way for people who are in the Republican Party at Columbia to come and not go to a meeting and see all these people yelling and saying, don't go in there, you're stupid. It's just, it's not going to get anywhere.
So here's what I have to say about that. So first off, he's simply calling this person a Republican speaker. Mike Chernovich actively advocates against feminism, and it's not just feminism he has talked shit about. He claimed that date rape is not real. And here's my question. Is it safe to bring this onto a college campus where date rape has been denied as an issue to the point where it's a fucking trope? Especially in the light of like the Harvey Weinstein allegations and the fact that all this shit is coming out from almost every community that rape culture is real. Now you can disagree with that, obviously, but like think of the kinds of people that agree that rape culture isn't real. What kinds of people are going to a Mike Chernovich talk? Perhaps it's like some kind of curious student who happens to have some right-wing ideas. Like, all right, but like I have some so-called right-wing ideas. Like, believe it or not, I call myself an anarcho-conservative because I believe in small scales. Small-scale communism, that is. But they're bringing intense misogynists onto the campus. Like, I believe that people like Mike Chernovich attract intense misogynists to a campus, a place where women ought to feel safe, and it attracts racists. And Mike Chernovich may not be your classic quote-unquote like white supremacist or whatever, but don't they have all these fucking like fancy names now? Like, obviously at this point no one's gonna come out and call themselves like a straight up Nazi, all right? Like, that's nobody's gonna do that, okay? They're trying to get wiser than that. They're trying to have better PR than that. And if anybody has ever listened to ContraPoints is a great YouTube series. It's somebody who's like an ex-philosopher, and now they make these very creative videos, and they have all these characters, and it's hilarious. But they said that on one of these like internet, like 4chan-esque forums, some white supremacist wrote, "Don't get trapped in an echo chamber where you no longer can relate to normies. Pretending that Seville didn't massively push the average white person away is really stupid. Pretending that Charlottesville, we have the chance to actually make changes in how in how the public like looks at us. Oh no, now that the overlord has shifted to the right, but we need to be smart and make the movement appealing to the average white person. And here's like the tips on how they're listing they people ought to do this on their fucking forums. Disavow all Nazi / KKK edgelord LARPers. There is no way to lose the public quicker than going around making Nazi salutes and holding tiki torches while chanting Jews will not replace us. This instantly makes the average person hate you. Build a populist movement with realistic incremental goals. Repeal the 1965 Immigration Act and replace it with something that that both limits immigration and prioritizes white immigration as an actual tangible political goal. And okay, here's a side point. Like, they don't really need to do that. The fact of the matter is we're already prioritizing white immigrants in this country. We should not be doing that, but that is the case. So I don't really know what the fuck they're, whatever. They're white supremacists. There's something wrong with them. Anyway, they said keep the long-term goals and never reveal your power level. Talking openly about a white ethnostate only leads to trouble with the average public. And yeah, it's just like, it says stay away from people who reveals his power level. Leftists will recognize recognize dog whistlers and know where cryptos, but normies won't listen to them. So they have a whole fucking tactic going on, all right? They have a tactic. They're not going to come out and call themselves white supremacists. They're trying to make themselves look attractive to the general public, okay? Okay, so anyway, no, he's not going to come out and call himself a straight up Nazi. So, you know, he claims that, you know, he just believes that diversity is code for white genocide, or just means white genocide. So to me, that's like super duper like white supremacist lingo. Anyone concerned about white genocide, like, do I really need to go on about that? I've in interviews with some so-called objective independent journalists. Oh God, I'm so tired of like these little white boys going to these fucking like alt-right protests and like you're talking mad shit about Antifa and being like, I'm just an objective journalist, but like not even fucking asking these guys like the right questions. He's like, are you a white supremacist? And Mike Chernovich is like, no, I'm not a white supremacist, actually. I have a Persian wife. I have a Persian daughter, so I couldn't possibly be a white supremacist. But never does he ask him about this diversity is a code for white genocide. He never asks him about that. He never fucking asks him about like his views on date rape. So, you know, everything he asks him is to make him look like he's this innocent guy that we wouldn't let speak. But that's just simply not the case. You can go onto his blog, Danger and Play, and see where he talks about anti-feminism and male empowerment, quote unquote. Like, look, like I understand, like I have issues with certain kinds of feminism. I have issues with white feminism. I have issues with feminism that doesn't realize that Hillary Clinton kills women overseas or by her act. She doesn't actually physically herself kill them, but you know, she advocates for wars that fuck with women overseas. And like, yes, like those are all fair arguments, but I very, very, very highly doubt those are even his arguments. And he's even gone to think about that. So, and he's got a Persian wife, and it makes me think perhaps he has like a fetish or something, because not to comment on his personal life like that, but apparently he's been accused of rape. So I'll comment on that, you know, I don't think date rape's real. I'm a rapist. Oh, figures. But does supremacy really mean that you want to kill every person who's not part of your skin tone? Or does it mean perhaps you actually enjoy being superior over them? So I think he's probably got some kind of weird fucking fetish. I don't know. Fuck this guy. So besides my speculation into his personal life, here is this guy invited to speak at a college campus who at the very least is attractive to white supremacists, though he will not label himself as such, although they're just not going to. None of them call themselves white supremacists. Okay, must I remind you that even fucking Richard Spencer, the self-titled leader of the alt-right, claims the neo-Nazis want nothing to do with him. Meanwhile, he goes to a fucking conference for the conservatives and says Heil Trump, Heil Hitler, hail our people. So you can't really like fucking say shit like that and then be like, oh, I'm not a Nazi. Like that doesn't mean, so saying I'm not a Nazi doesn't mean shit to me. Saying, oh, diversity is code for white genocide, to me, okay, you're a white supremacist, or you're just like a straight, or you know what, maybe you're just like a fucking average white American. Honestly, like anyway, I'm so fucking angry. By the way, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. And, you know, honestly, I've given up on saving the world. So, yes, it's not just some Republican speaker. Let's just call it like it is. It's a Nazi. All right. Like if they were having some fucking Republican come there to debate about economics, I could argue back and forth about how that might have some fucking whatever, like unequal connotations, discriminatory, blah, 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 blah. But that's like a different thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not so fucking blatant. Like, it's not just a basic Republican. It's not the same thing. I'm tired of hearing these guys just like this. He's like, oh, every time the Republicans try to say something. Oh, my God. I just burped into the mic. I had pizza before I got here. it's just, you know, every time the Republican, it just sounds. God, I just feel like sometimes like when especially like no offense, but like when white dudes talk about certain kind of politics that are going to be affecting marginalized groups, they often talk about it like it's sports and they can't believe somebody couldn't keep a level head about it. You're not supposed to be able to like not be emotional about issues like this. These are major, major serious issues that are going to affect people's fucking lives, you know, like so. So what I'm saying, the point I'm making is like, if you have white supremacists coming to a campus that is in fucking Harlem, an area that is historically and presently filled with people of color, and you're inviting a white supremacist speaker to come speak there, that is putting the entire community in danger. All right. So like, if you're like able to keep a level head about that, then it must not really be affecting you. So you must be some white person. All right. So here's the things I hear about. So these guys that I was talking to were like, oh, I don't agree that, or that I was listening to. I don't agree that we should be okay with white supremacy, but we should let them talk. So there's like two points that I hear. I hear the response people saying we should not be protesting them, that we should be having a debate with them. And then I hear the other one that we should not be protesting, we should be inviting them to a counter. Here, I'll play you the other things that these people have said to me while I was there. And if you can't, you might have to turn up your speakers for this. So here we go.
Invite the speaker after he speaks to college Republicans to come debate, and using more free speech and the power of rhetoric, you convince them why he's wrong.
Promote your ideas rather than another idea.
Exactly. Why don't you promote your ideas instead of...
So, but I don't want to promote white supremacy. What if I don't want to promote white supremacy? What if I think that's a stupid idea, hon?
It's just not helpful for, like, general debate in this country. If every time a white supremacist speaks, you say you're wrong, all the people who are on his side are going to be defensive, they're going to withdraw into their opinions,
just makes
and they're not
going to
listen
strong.
To you.
So, like, I think this is very, like, faulty logic. I'm, like, really confused about how these people are, like, attending Columbia University and I have no degree. Not to, you know, toot my own horn, because I'm sure they're smart people. I just think that they're just not fucking thinking. So they're saying invite them to a program afterwards. The other one is that we should just ignore them and that they will go away. All right. So to the first argument, we should allow people in a public forum to debate them and try to change their minds. Well, I think we ought to be trying to change their mind. Whose job is that? Is it the job of the mostly people of color targeted by these white supremacist groups? Yes, there were white people there, but it was mostly people of color. They are the people who are primarily concerned with about this going on campus, because they're the people who are going to be affected. Your average white person on campus will likely say they care and not do shit and say some shit like that, like I just played. So if you ask me, advocating white nationalism or supporting white supremacy or like being worried about white genocide instead of advocating for people who are actually struggling, I would say that's actually inciting violence against marginalized groups. See, I feel like they would have said this about anybody. Mike Chernovich, Gavin McGinnis, Milo, all these fucking people. So associating with such groups to me is a direct threat to the safety of many people. You know, I'm tired of like feeling like I have to like prove on this show that Mike Chernovich is really a white supremacist. I am like really fucking frustrated with that idea that I feel like I even need to prove that. If fuck you if you think that I need to prove that anymore. Honestly, like, God, like, where like, do you read about intersectional theory? Like, do you Are you like aware of history at all? Like, have you paid attention to the fact? Okay, we're going to get to all of this. Okay. So associating with such groups is a direct threat to the safety of many people. And how dare you suggest by saying that we should debate them, or that people who care about it should debate them, when it's mostly people of color, how dare you suggest that people of color and other marginalized groups take on the labor of having to explain themselves to white supremacists, who are people who already consider themselves to be superior and consider themselves to be better and probably aren't going to listen. You have the audacity that someone should, that to suggest that someone should continue to take that abuse and that they should be respect this other person just based on free speech. I don't think so. I don't think so, little white boys on Columbia campus. Are you planning to debate them? Are white people arguing against it at the protest? Are you planning to do it? The fact is, they will speak whether we like it or not. Although Reddit is bent, they're going to speak whether they like, whether you let them speak on campus or not. I say I'd rather let them do it on the internet where they could fucking. But they're going to do it on the internet whether we like it or not. But it's always going to be in these fucking little dark corners of the deep web, because it was starting to gain some power for a while through Reddit, and Reddit drove them off their pages. And so, like I said, white supremacy is inciting violence, in my not so humble, pretty goddamn arrogant opinion. And the truth is, if these guys were actually for free speech, they would have invited protesters into their speech and let them in to debate without worrying about Ben Shapiro-like tactics, where he's just going to cut you off and derail you and not even really let you finish, which in my opinion is just your classic abusive high school boyfriend shit. So I can't believe that, like, anybody gives any credit to that motherfucker. If you don't know who Ben Shapiro is, he's this fucking dude, and he hates trans people, and he's super conservative. And anytime anybody tries to make a point about trans people, he cuts them off before they can make that point and considers it that he won the debate. And all these people, there's all these videos on YouTube that are like, Ben Shapiro owns SJW. It's like, no, he didn't really. He just like talked so much, or talked over them, that they couldn't even make their points. And like, he knows how to work the abusive high school boyfriend thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he's got that shit down. He's got like the fucking, he knows how to psychologically fuck with women who've been traumatized by this society. But that's not happening. No one's inviting us protesters into these spaces with these white supremacists who claim they're not being given free speech to give us free speech. They don't want to debate. They don't want to debate the protesters. They don't want to do that. So they're just the same. So because I think that the white supremacists also want to silence us. Isn't that right in front of you? Supremacy. Well, not us. I'm white, but I'm Jewish, but I look white. I could pass. But what I'm saying, I want to silence a lot of, like, I hope you understand that when I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about myself, okay? Like, I don't personally feel that impacted by this. And that's why it makes me so angry, like, that these people who, it's so clear to me that they're not going to be that affected if these people come into power, because they are white. And they're saying things like, oh, well, I mean, like, we should be debating. And, like, the fuck? Like, it's not about you, motherfucker. Right, the belief that they're better, the belief that more valuable, and the belief that anyone who's not white, and they're better than anyone who's not white in any situation. And like, the point I'm making is, the fact of the matter is that people of color and queer folks and the people who are going to be targeted like this should have more of a say than white people about what we do about this, because they're the people that it fucking affects. All right? And like, it has nothing to do with their skin tone. It's because of their experience and the people who are going to have to fucking deal with it. And historically, for the entire history of the United States, there's been white supremacy, and it's affected people. It seems we can like say that slavery was wrong. We can say that stealing this land from indigenous people was wrong. But for whatever reason, a lot of white people can't admit to themselves that it is white supremacy. This is a white supremacist country. We have a huge issue with white supremacy in this country. Wake the fuck up. And now we have white people on a campus telling people how they should deal with white supremacy. White people telling you how you should deal with white supremacy. Without actually fucking dealing with the white supremacists. You can't tell other people how to deal with white supremacists if you're not going to actually deal with the white supremacists yourself. God, We like to pretend that all this fucked up shit in the past just like disappeared. But when you tell people of color, these students to debate white supremacists and give them a forum, what you're doing is telling people that history doesn't matter to you. That the work of Martin Luther King, the work of Malcolm X, Angela Davis, and all these people don't matter to you. And that these people who fought for liberation do not matter to you. It is offensive that anyone believes that these ideas should be valued in schools. Why is it not common knowledge that white supremacy is an idea that has been debunked many a time over? It's been debunked over and over and over. It's like, God, it's like inviting David Icke to campus and insisting that we should deal with him. And insisting that he it's not like ridiculous that he thinks that David Icke is this guy who believes the reptilian shapeshifters are real. I'm like, okay, maybe we should deal with him a little differently, but like, we should definitely at least fucking show up. If you want to hear something, an episode on What Would Save the World, it's called Yes, We Should Punch Nazis, But What Else Can We Do? It's with Jazzy Renee of Brooklyn Wildlife. You can find that episode on whatwouldsavetheworld.podomatic.com. So I think we should mock the shit out of them. But like, do not give them the respect of the debate. Like I've said before, this is not an economic policy we're talking about. Like, I mean, don't take them seriously enough to give them that respect. Don't get trapped in the echo chamber of that. I just got fucking caught into the fucking thing about the white supremacists on the next page. So I fucking wrote this rant all fucking morning. All right. So let's take a breather for a second. Oh, no. Okay. So what I was going to say is these debates that they're suggesting happen, the fact of the matter is they've already happened. Okay. So I'm thinking like maybe next time there's one of these things, I should just go into the speech and I should go in with a sign that says 1965 time capsule, or just like time capsule, and like mock them. And like, white dudes, if you want to do the labor of trying to change these people through debate, more fucking power to you. Perhaps you could, but you would have to actually do the labor and study the fucking history and understand these debates have already happened. All right. So what we're going to do is I want to hear from you. If you're listening right now and you have any thoughts, you can call at 718-928-9732. Again, that's 718-928-9732. You're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Tuke Edelow. You can also tweet at me at Tuke Edelow at the number 2, like the symbol KEDALOW. I'm going to tweet some questions for you right now. What should we tweet? What do you think of fucking, I don't even know, what do you think of Antifa? Let's put that. That's going to be a really fun one to get a answer to. What do you think of Antifa? You can also follow the hashtag What Would Save the World. That will be an easy one to find. So let's play some speeches from the Mike Chernovich thing. All right, so this is a really good speech. Here we go.
Hello. I'm Mike from NYC Shutdown. We're just going to have a fast viewer. I just want to say that who out here is wondering if this is the first anti-fascist protest? Well, maybe this is your first anti-fascist protest at Columbia University. Well, that's good to see that starting to form. So I wanted to start with that. The fact that we're at Columbia University. What Columbia University is, it is a rich and powerful Ivy League institution in the middle of a black ghetto. Okay, so we gotta understand that. So for this institution, for this school, this university, to then invite someone who preaches white genocide, who preaches that black people are taking over the country, are raping white women, all the fascist slogans that we've heard from since emancipation, through the Klan, through Klan terrorism, through Jim Crow, to bring that in right here into this historically black community and give him a platform to continue this hate speech. This is not free speech. This is hate speech. Bringing a rapist who denies the existence of date rape onto a college campus where rape is endemic is yelling fire in movie theaters. It is not free speech. So I'm happy to see that you guys are here at Columbia resisting. And I hope that you continue to resist, because that's what we need to do to organize no platform resistance across our city, especially on your campus. All right, so let's say.
So we're gonna play some more speed. Somebody, my favorite listener or my most frequent listener, Jim Vigotti, says, I said, he says, it's basic issue. By protecting their free speech and letting them speak, you're protecting your free speech and your ability to host this show. All right, Jim, are you even listening to this episode? By protecting their free speech and letting them speak, you're protecting your free speech and your ability to host this show. But they are part of white supremacist groups. Are you even looking at history? Okay, like, are you looking at history? Are we supposed to just let the... So let me move on to my point. I'm gonna get to the point. We can't just ignore them. We can't just do nothing and sit back and pretend like they are not there. Okay, while white Americans were patting themselves in the back for ending segregation, which they didn't do, they just eventually got tired of the protesting and they realized that, oh, maybe we shouldn't be segregated, maybe this is a really bad look, and talking about how we in America were not racist anymore, we ignored the fact that these groups, these white power groups, were still in the background and they were still growing and they're still existing. They were just hiding out. Richard Spencer has been around for years. You've just heard of him recently because they feel empowered by Trump. But he existed because we forgot those people existed because we were ignoring them. If you don't want to punch a Nazi, fine. If you don't agree with our protest tactics, fine. But to debate them like their points are valid, no. Ignoring them, no. Absolutely don't ignore them. Watch them, dox them, mock them. It's not just free speech. That's what people don't fucking seem to understand, all right? It's like make it unacceptable, but don't pretend those people don't exist anymore, all right? Being a white supremacist is there. They literally are advocating for a white ethno state. They don't want people of color to be able to immigrate here. They don't want people of color to have the same rights as other people. They are literally advocating violence. They attract people who are violent. And you can say, oh, Antifa is violent and whatever. But Antifa is literally just a defense group. Antifa does not go out and go searching for violence. They're trying to take down these people who we see are getting a lot of fucking attention for a lot of the very same things that Hitler got attention for. And all these people in history who got attention for spreading really, really fucking intolerant values were intolerant of the intolerant. It's not like these fucking white supremacists are just another like race group. They're not white people. They're people who believe that white people are better than other people. And that's just ridiculous because history has been built on white supremacy and it goes beyond America. It goes beyond America. So like it's ridiculous because all of the people that I've ever spoken to who want to protect the rights of these white supremacists to have free speech and to go around and talk at colleges and shit and are worried about people falsely being accused of Nazis and shit. Like, I have never once heard one of these people express concern for the people in groups that these groups are, that the Nazis and the white supremacists are targeting. I have never once heard one of these people express concerns for them. So you got to really figure out where the fuck your politics lie, all right? You got to figure out where the fuck you lie. You cannot equate the two. It is not the same thing. You can say, oh, but I want to let everybody speak. But what about when the person who you're defending, their speech is about shutting down almost everybody else's kind of... everybody else's right to speak and everybody else's right to exist. They're not a race, all right? They are not a religion. They're not a demographic. They are fucking white supremacists. They are fucking Nazis. They are people who have been who have based their beliefs on the idea of debunked shit. All right. They are people. They are people who are basing their ideas on the fact that they are better than every other race. And that is what has caused so much fucking violence and so much danger in history. All right. And if you want to equate the two and say Antifa is coming back and being just as violent. No. What we're saying is we had this debate already in the 60s. We've debunked these guys already. And the fact that you think or anybody thinks that we should have we should debate them and continue hearing this shit. When the fuck does it go away then? Hmm? And on the topic of people who are not Nazis or white supremacists, I would say that that's fucked up. Yeah. Like, if somebody's not a Nazi and people are accusing them of being Nazis, I honestly feel bad about that. I do. But I think that is rare. I think that, like, I would guess that most of them are actually Nazis, but they just want good PR, so they don't fucking say they're Nazis, like I read to you before. And even if you so-called disagree and with a lot of their racist ideas and shit, you can't just go around hanging out with them and have people not think that's weird. You can't be Gavin McGinnis and the Proud Boys and be like, oh, we're not racist, and go stand at the Unite the Right rally with Nazis and chant Jews will not replace us and then be like, oh, we're not Nazis. Like, there are journalists who feel like they're targeted because they're hanging out with these people. And like I said earlier, they're asking them questions that don't reveal the whole story. It's not objective journalism. You got a lot of sympathy for Nazis. So you're either a Nazi or you're a fucking Nazi sympathizer. That's what it sounds like to me. And you expect me to believe that you're not a Nazi. Get the fuck out of here. God, all right. I need to drink some water. Thank you for listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're gonna keep going. I'm gonna play some Dead Prez. This is the song Hip Hop.
These record labels slang our tapes like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be writing rhymes and wrote. You would rather have a Lexus or Justice, a dream or some substance, a Beamer, a necklace or freedom. Still a nigga like me don't play or hate, I just stay awake. This real hip hop and it don't stop till we get the popo off the block. They call it hip hop, John Blaze and shit. What? DP's got that crazy.
Hip hop by Dead Prez. They're classic. I love Dead Prez. You're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. And today I am ranting about how sometimes it's not just fucking free speech. When people go to fucking like campuses and they're trying to tell them that they can't fucking have these white supremacists on campus, it's not simply free speech. They're literally like inciting some of the most violent shit that's happened in history. Like they're preaching white supremacy. They preach all these fucking very, very hateful ideas, and they're ideas that have permeated history for a very long time and cause us a lot of fucking problems. So I would say that Antifa is a self-defense troop. And also, some of the people who have to understand about Antifa is that Antifa is not centralized. There's not like one Antifa. It's not an organization like that you're used to. And that is what I think actually frightens people so much about it. They're also like, oh, it's like a militia. They're in masks and shit. But like what people don't realize about Antifa is that Antifa doesn't have a fucking leader. People don't know how to deal with organizations that don't have leaders. People don't know how to organizations that don't have figureheads. People don't know we're not used to it yet. And I'm hoping people get, and not necessarily just with Antifa. Antifa is literally just there to protect people in all these different ways. You have to understand, like, Antifa is not just like some crazy militia, because you can see it with your, if you actually do your research, and how differently they behave depending on what's happening. For example, in J20, some people like smash windows to get attention, to show how fucking angry they were about Donald Trump, or to make an actual point about it, because sometimes nice protests don't get any fucking attention, and they don't fucking change anything. Okay, that's something that you have to understand. Like, Stonewall was a riot. All right, Stonewall, the Sylvia Rivera and Marsha P. Johnson lost their fucking shit and were throwing bricks at the police because they were raiding them every night. And that is now seen as one of the biggest historic moments of the LGBT rights movement. So LGBT plus or queer movement, queer liberation, whatever. It is seen as such. So you cannot just tell me that like that a successful protest is always quote unquote peaceful, or like just people talking, or like just marching. That's not the case. That doesn't always do anything. So that was the tactic in DC. Okay, somebody smashed a fucking Starbucks window, and I'm like, okay, you think Starbucks doesn't have the insurance for that shit? Anyway, but beyond that, and then in Charlottesville, if you didn't notice, in Charlottesville, nobody smashed the fucking windows. They were there to protect the people of Charlottesville from the fucking Nazis that were there, and the white supremacists, and all the da 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 da. So. And then at the fucking protest, nobody was smashing shit at Columbia. We were there, or Antifa was there, anybody who was there that was not part of the student body, people who were there, Antifa or just general protesters, were there to fucking support the student body and to make sure that they got home safe and help fucking protect them from these very fucking, the potential that there are these, like, a lot of dangerous people coming to see Mike Chernovich talk, people that are dangerous to these people. So they're not just a fucking militia, all right? It's not like this, they're not just like some fucking dangerous gang or whatever, you know? It's not like that, okay? Why does everything have to be a fucking gang? If you don't understand it, automatically it's a gang. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm hoping we get more used to decentralized organization and stuff, and like non-singular powers. I'm really excited about that. But these fucking white, no one is stopping this from happening. The police are on the side of these supremacists, and even if they're not conscious of it, they're protecting them. They're not protecting the students. Like, who the fuck is supposed to stop them if they fuck with the students? Like, a student even said to me, like, going to Columbia as a black woman is very different than going to Columbia as a white person. They don't listen to you. The administration doesn't listen to her. So, like, who's gonna stop these people? Is it gonna be the liberals? Liberals who want to let them talk? And who's going to stop them from like empowering these lonely white men? And they feel so fucking empowered because of Donald Trump, and we keep letting them talk. And like, and like, I do think it might be a mistake to not to only let the right wing media talk to these people, but then they make them look really good. We got to let them reveal the real shit they think. See, if I had been interviewing Mike Chernovich, I would have got some shit out of him and made him look really fucking bad. But I think that, like, in these very right wing spaces where people who support them have control over what's happening, they are going to make them look as good as fucking possible. And that is very dangerous. So maybe I should fucking interview Mike Chernovich, but I don't think he should be speaking on fucking college campuses in a place that where it's supposed to be somewhere where there's educational merit. There is no educational merit to white supremacy, and it is not safe for the people around that area. All right? So, okay, so here's some more speeches from the protest.
Hi, Julia. Hi, my name is Julia. I'm a Mexican-Palestinian student. And I just want to say something really quickly about the CU college Republicans. This is not the first time they have done this shit. In 2006, the Columbia University College Republicans brought in the Minutemen. Does anyone know who the Minutemen are? They are a militia that operated on the U.S. and Mexico border, killing people trying to cross. They were then indicted for murder. After the CUCR fucking assholes brought them to campus, they went to jail for murder. So they have been doing this for a long time. They are not going to stop. They will keep doing this shit. And right now they're empowered. And so I just want to share that because that was 11 years ago. And we're still doing the same shit. But yeah, I'm really mad. And I'm glad you guys are mad too. And we gotta stay out here and just keep it fucking moving.
Yeah, for real though. So it's like, what is? That's the thing. Like, I want to know. Are people more concerned about like free speech than people's bodies? Like, for real? Like, what the fuck? White people, y'all got too fucking comfortable.
Fucking nerves. Coming in here, trying to think you're not in Harlem.
True.
Because you're in fucking Harlem.
Fuck you, Harlem.
I don't live in Brooklyn Side House. I've always lived in Harlem.
True.
And this blood money you're sitting on, this blood money you're thriving and learning on, that shit is not gonna cut it no more. So fuck you, CU Republicans.
Fuck you, CU Republicans.
You ain't shit.
Yeah,
and you're not worth our space.
At fuck right.
Yeah, it's like I'm just like exhausted now. So I feel like every time I try to talk about this, people want to be like, but it's just free speech. Okay, let's see what else I got here. So here we go. Somebody like Jim Bugatti's tweet. Somebody like Jim, who is this? Oh, here we go. Worshipper of heroes, pro-human, speaking order into chaos, a bad atheist, better Darwinian. Okay, so what the fuck? it's just simply not the same, all right? It's just not. You can't, like that person in the speech said, you cannot yell fire in a fucking movie theater or in a theater. There's not free speech for everything. To incite violence, that's not free speech. That's a threat. That is a fucking threat. All right, everybody. Can we please just like acknowledge that it's a threat? And like, I loved how like the media fucking loved Antifa for like 5 minutes after Seville, because it was declared a national state of emergency. But I don't understand how that is not fucking clear to people that this shit was declared a national state of emergency because these white supremacists were starting so much shit. And people like to be like, oh, well, if Antifa wasn't there, it wouldn't have been such a big thing. That is not true. There was somebody who was fucking really hurt there. There's a black man who was beat up there. That probably would have happened regardless if Antifa was there. They were there to terrorize the people of that town, circa 1960s KKK style. What the fuck is wrong with America or the United States? What the fuck is wrong with us? Have we literally inherited white supremacy in our blood? Are we so fucking blind? Like, wake the fuck up. Look at what's fucking happening. There are fucking white supremacists. They like, can you even believe we're having this conversation? Or we're not even having a conversation because nobody's fucking here with me right now because I can't fucking wrote this all down this morning in a fucking angry fucking stupor. But like, can you believe we're even talking about this? Can you believe I have to even argue with people about whether or not it's okay to put a swastika on something? The only people who should be fucking using swastikas are fucking like, are Hindus. And then that's not even a swastika because they angle it different. Or it's a swastika, but it's not even the Nazi swastika. They angle it differently and they have dots in different places and shit. So it's not even the same thing. But like, I fucking had talked to this new age chick about like how swastikas should be reclaimed and all these things have vibration and da 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 and how like, oh, it might mean one thing to another person. It's like, all right. Like, if you're Hindu, yeah, sure. But, like, if you're not Hindu, like, and you don't have that association with swastikas, why the fuck are you using swastikas? Hi, Tom. What's up? Tom Tenney's here. He's going to do Brooklyn Bandstand, and you can hear some music after I've been done ranting about Nazis and fucking new agey bitches who think that we should fucking be using swastikas for the fuck we want because that's cool and whatever. I mean, I realize that could come off as really sexist. When I say bitches, I still mean babe in total control of herself. Like, I don't think she's a bad person. I think that was a really fucking dumb thing to say. Like, I'm tired of people coming at me and like being like fucking swastika apologists and being like, oh, well, we should just let them talk. You know, I guess I forgot what happened during World War II, you know, like, and you know, it's just like, you know, maybe the white supremacists will be different this time. It's like, what the fuck are you smoking? Probably not enough pot. Probably not smoking enough pot. And probably not smoking enough sativa and actually reading a fuck about history. Like, I'm like very, very confused right now. I feel like I live in an alternate reality. You know, every time something happens in this country or in this world where like where it becomes very clear that white people fucked up, you know, like when, you know, when white people came here and stole the land from a bunch of indigenous people and moved them onto a bunch of reservations and, you know, also sent also, you know, then created a border so that people who were actually descendants of the people that we, you know, murdered large parts of the family are now in Mexico. And we said, well, you know, you can't come over the border. So we made this border and this is America now. And you're not from here. And even though they are, and actually, no, it's the other way around. We're not from here. And, you know, we brought smallpox and all this shit. Or maybe not we exactly, but a lot of white people. So what I'm saying is, we're on fucking stolen land. We can admit that was wrong, right? We can admit that was wrong a long time ago. But we still can't have people be like, oh, well, Dakota Access Pipeline, that's not okay. Like, we fuck with these people enough. Leave them the fuck alone. No, it's not actually. What do you mean? My God, can't they just fucking let us build the pipeline or whatever? What about business? What about commerce? It's like, what about fucking liberation, all right? Like, didn't you say that this is America, land of the free and home of the brave? But everybody's free but them. From your fucking business exploits. So there's that. All right. So we can't acknowledge that that's like a little bit white supremacy, that our fucking pipes and shit are more important than this small piece of land that we promised to them after we took all of the rest of their land and made it into this fucking land. Like, if I look at fucking Flint, Michigan. All right. Look at Flint, Michigan. We can't manage our water. We fucking destroyed the natural resources of this land, and we have alternatives, and we still don't want to use them because what we would rather do is get as much as possible and make as much money as possible rather than actually figure out how to sustain our land. What we should be doing in New York City, but we're not going to do it because it's not profitable to anybody. What we should be doing is we should be building giant high lines of gardens that are accessible to everyone, and then we say no more buying produce. It's available to everybody, and then we don't have to make people work in, we don't have to have, and this is a problem too. This is part of the reason why some people in the South are economically correct to be mad at people in cities. This is one reason that I agree with them. It's the whole thing about like, oh, agriculture comes from the South or from the Garden States, and then all that stuff comes to the cities for the most part. No. We should know how to fucking do that, okay? That is a privileged thing. People in cities have a way larger access to a lot of things, but that's besides the point. And then, you know, the very best of it will go to the rich white people anyway. So we can't fucking admit. So even though we can admit that stealing land from indigenous people, stealing land from indigenous people was wrong, we still can't admit the Dakota Access Pipeline was wrong. And we still can't admit that we didn't magically become equal and perfect once that was over. You know, people, I feel like people talk about America like, oh, once America happened and once the red, white, and blue brought liberty and equality, and justice for all. No. Just a couple of people who were here. The couple of white people who were here, not the people who were here before us, not people who came after those original people. Every single person who came to this country had to deal with discrimination when they first got here. All right? This is not like Disney equality. This is not the United States Disney princess movie. All right, everybody? Like, this shit's mad fucked up. And then we had slavery, and then we had slavery, then we had the civil rights movement. And then, like I said earlier, we fucking ignored the fact that racism still exists. We ignored the fact that we had systemic problems in this country. And while this was all happening, we had motherfuckers like Richard Spencer. We had the KKK hiding out in farms. We had the KKK. And then Donald Trump gets elected, and they all show up, and y'all are fucking surprised. All right, let's play some fucking music for a minute. Tom Tenney's going to play some fucking music soon on Brooklyn Bandstand, and you're all going to be much happier. Or maybe you like listening to my shit. We're going to play something kind of irrelevant. This is AWA. They are a Yemeni girls. They sing in Yemen, Yemeni, and this is a Habib Galbi. I love it. I love it so much. It's so good. Here we go. Love the fucking, like, that was Habib Gabi or something. I gotta learn to speak Arabic or something. I really want to. That by AWA. They are Yemeni girls. They're Jewish, and I love the Jewish music. And so something I was thinking about recently is how much I love falafel. And I was thinking about how Israel calls it their, you know, their nation, the food of their nation. What do you even call that? There's a word for that. But their nation's cuisine. And that's kind of like fucked up because that was Palestine's and a bunch of other countries in the Middle East. And if you've listened to my show before, or if you know me at all, you know that I am proudly Jewish, but I am also very fiercely anti-Zionist because I think that actually goes against the Jewish religion because of Tikkun Olam, which translates into repair the world. And I don't think that colonialism has ever repaired the world. I understand it's much more complicated than that. If you want to understand more of what I think about that and some other people think about that, you can go to whatwouldsavetheworld.podomatic.com and find a how can Jews and Arabs help each other to end this conflict or solve whatever, that's or find peace or whatever the fuck. But something I was reading about somebody else calling falafel a peace food because it's something that everybody can agree on, and I was feeling really depressed and I was eating falafel and I started sobbing and I was like, no wonder I love falafel so much. It's a peace food. So falafel's great, speaking of Jews and food and amazingness. So I would just like to leave you on a couple things. I know I sound really angry and I know that I sound really negative, but the truth is I'm just more positive than everybody else because I believe we could do better. I see possibilities where I think a lot of people don't see them. And I, you know, but you know, this is not a Tuk supremacist show. So Tom's like, that's so dumb. All right. But so I want to leave you with a couple things before we go. So please critique Antifa. I'm not telling you not to critique Antifa. I'm not telling you not to critique people's tactics at all. I think you should. I critique tactics all the time. I critique everyone everywhere. I critique myself. I'm overly critical because I'm super positive. But if you're not doing anything to stop white supremacists and you're telling everybody else what they should do, then I think maybe you should think about shutting up a little bit. Because it's like, if you really think that we should be debating these people, then you should do it, especially if you're white. Because like I said earlier, that's like a lot to ask of somebody. Like I said, at this protest that I was at Columbia, the majority of the protesters were people of color, and you want them to put up with this abuse from these people who already think that they are superior to them? That's like a really heavy thing to ask someone who's already afraid for their life because these people are on their campus. That's like pretty, I don't know, that's pretty ballsy of you, honestly. So what I'm saying, so stop dissing people for trying to handle one of the largest problems in our world's history, which is white supremacy. Like, if people are trying to fight that and you have ideas different than them, get involved and try to do something maybe a little bit different than them. Try to bring your ideas to the table if you have a problem with it, or try to stop or do it on your own. But just stop white supremacy. Help stop white supremacy. Leave your fucking bubble. That's what I think would save the world. If you help stop white supremacy, if we all try to stop white supremacy, that is what would save the world. Honestly, that's a huge, because then we gotta stop classism too. But you cannot just pretend like if we took away classism that these prejudice still wouldn't exist. You know, it's really intense. It's really intense all the time. And you know, Occupy, man, that shit was intense. All right, so I got to get off the air another minute or so. You've been listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. You can follow me on Twitter at the number 2, KEDALOW. Please argue with me or debate me or whatever. Please email me at TOOK@radiofreebrooklyn.com if you would like to discuss things further or you would like to be on the show. If you disagree with me, I would actively have you on the show. Even if you are a white supremacist, I would have you on the show. Because I think that I would debate you and make you reveal the shit that you sound stupid about. And that is the mistake I think we are making. I will say that. I think it is a mistake. I don't think we should be letting them on college campuses, but I do think it is a huge mistake that we are only letting the right-wing media pretty much cover them because we're not letting the left get the words, the truth out of them, because they don't actually ask them the questions about their history. They leave out a lot of really important shit that reveals to you just how dangerous they are. So read about the histories of these people. Don't just listen to the right-wing media. Don't listen to these fucking quote-unquote objective little white boys who are secretly all down with the alt-right. We're going to play out with Make Them Hear You from Ragtime. Thanks for listening to What Would Save the World. Brooklyn Bandstand coming up next with Tom Tenney.
Go out and tell our story. Let it echo far and wide.